You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Millions of Americans, and I think it's over 100 million, suffer from acute or chronic pain every year, and the effects of pain causes a tremendous toll on our country as a whole in healthcare costs, rehabilitation, and lost worker productivity. Now, the emotional and financial burden it places on patients and their families can truly be debilitating. Today on Wellness for Life Radio, we have Dr. David Silver. He's a practicing board-certified rheumatologist and internist at the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, California. And he also serves as chief medical officer at Targeted Medical Pharma. Welcome, Dr. Silver. So great to have you here on Wellness for Life Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
So why is pain such a huge epidemic today?
You know, I think pain has been obviously something we deal with on a daily basis, but I think until recently people didn't understand the true nature and impact of it has on people. I mean, as you mentioned in your opening, 100 million Americans suffer with chronic pain, and it can be from a variety of different reasons. Obviously, as a rheumatologist, I see a lot of arthritis as a cause of chronic pain, and that's probably top, but chronic back and neck pain, and a slew of other reasons, all of which, unfortunately, often we have only treatments for the symptom, but don't necessarily have a cure for the actual root cause of the pain, which leaves us with options that make it very difficult to treat because we're treating on a chronic basis, but not getting ultimately to the root of the problem.
Well, you know, what I see as a holistic doctor, I see all sorts of different types of conditions. And I'd say that pain and fatigue, those two symptoms are probably common with all kinds of, you know, you name it. It could be from structural, but it could also be from diabetic issues. People who've got some form of reflux, they might have pain in their gut. I think the problem is there's so many different conditions that have that the symptom is pain. You've got to address it in a different manner. And only because there's, like I said, there's different diseases, different conditions, but it's the same symptom.
Yeah, I completely agree. I agree completely. It's often maybe 100 or 1,000 different reasons why you might have chronic pain. But you're right, you have this sort of driving symptom of pain. And you're right, and it often goes into things like fatigue, difficulty sleeping, because if you're hurting, obviously it's hard to sleep. I mean, we as rheumatologists see a condition called fibromyalgia a lot. But there's a, you know, if you're in chronic back pain, for instance, it really makes it hard to find a comfortable position to sleep, and you're tired during the day, and it impacts so many other areas of your life, not just the initial thing that started this, which is the pain.
Right, right. So then, as a rheumatologist, you see people for those types of fibromyalgia, joint pain, rheumatoid arthritis, I'm sure, and autoimmune conditions, right?
Correct.
But then, how do you, as a practitioner here in Los Angeles, Cedars-Sinai is a great hospital because I'm here in Los Angeles as well, so I know that hospital very well. Mm-hmm. But how do you, what's your first line defense or first line tip for these patients who come into your office?
Well, obviously, you know, I first try and find out what the root cause of the pain is. And sometimes it's one thing, sometimes it's many. You talked about diabetes. It could be neuropathy, but it could be also, you're right, abdominal problems, stomach problems, motility issues. And I try and get to the root cause of the pain to see if there's a direct way we can deal with it. Now, as I know, as you know, as a practitioner for so many years, that sometimes there isn't a sort of direct methodology to get, you mentioned diabetes. Well, a neuropathy, yeah, there's things we can do to treat. But ultimately, you know, the damage may have been done by the disease already, where we have to start working more on symptom control than we do actually getting the root cause, although obviously getting to that root cause first is the first thing we try to do. And then obviously, depending on what the cause of that pain is, it may be a variety of different therapies. I for a long time at Cedars, directed a multimodality, non-interventional program where we did things with physical therapy and occupational therapy and pain psychology, biofeedback, acupuncture, nutritional management, et cetera, all to try and deal with the effects of chronic pain, because I think, and I'm sure you've experienced this as well, that a lot of the existing, you know, treatments we have a lot of side effects and ultimately don't get to the root cause of the problem.
That's right. You know, when you think about dealing with pain, pain management is very difficult. The reason why I say this is because I treat that. But I find that nutritionally, if we can work on the nutrition first and what goes into our body, those are things that we can all control. And getting a healthier diet really helps. But I mean, I just had a case yesterday, doctor, come in she had trigeminal neuralgia, which is severe pain in the face from the trigeminal nerve inflammation.
It's horrible.
It's horrible. And she was on Tegretol, but she was on Tegretol too much to the point where she actually came in to see me because she thought it was an allergic reaction. Of course, it was an allergic reaction, but it was a severe allergic reaction to the drug. And I diagnosed it as Stevens-Johnson syndrome. And you probably already know what that is.
Yeah.
It was severe.
Yeah.
I sent her literally to the Cedars-Sinai Hospital. I mean, that's because I said, you know, because this was yesterday. And people deal with this day to day with drug therapy and the side effects. And there are times where we need drugs. And I'm not someone that's like completely, you know, say you can't use drugs. I really believe in both forms of medicine. We have a place for both. And integrating the both together is really helpful, too. But, boy, I was really actually, as a physician, I was really scared for her because I've seen how debilitating Stevens-Johson syndrome can be when everything from the outside of the skin to the inside of the entire digestive tract can be in severe distress, an acute state.
Yes.
So in your case, yes, you do deal with drugs, but what other, how else, you know, can we help our people who are suffering from pain?
Of course. And look, and I usually look at non-drug therapies because ultimately, as I think you stated, a lot of the treatments we have available have significant side effects. I mean, you talked about Tegretol, it's an anti-seizure. They can be very sedative. If, obviously, allergic reactions. We have other medications. But I first look at, are there some nutritional aspects we can look at? Obviously, I'm very involved with working with medical foods, which are specially formulated to treat the nutritional deficiencies associated with disease. And I think what a lot of people don't think about is the nutritional needs you have when you're healthy are very different than when you're sick. When you're, for instance, when you're in chronic pain, there's a thing in your body called neurotransmitters, which are transmitting both the pain signals and the way to suppress or eliminate the pain signals. And when you're in chronic pain, you're using a lot more of those neurotransmitters. And unless your diet and or you have the right kind of medical foods or things are there, you can deplete those neurotransmitters in the body, which actually enhances or worsens the chronic pain syndrome. And so one of the things I've been doing in my practice for several years is using medical foods. I use one particularly called theramine, which helps to replenish and give back those the building blocks, which in this case are amino acids, to rebuild those neurotransmitters and go more to the root cause in your nervous system or what's dealing with the chronic pain. So therefore, instead of trying to mask the symptom with a painkiller or something like that, we're actually trying to get down to the root cause of what triggers the pain and trying to basically feed that nutritional deficiency so therefore your body can deal with the pain more effectively and you're not suffering the same way. And also you don't have the same problem with side effects of medications.
Right. I use targeted amino acids as well, and that's what I think that theramine is. And medical food is a term that, you know, it's not not a lot of people know what medical foods are. You might see it here and there. Can you just give a description of what medical foods are?
Absolutely. Yeah. Medical foods are actually a very specific category in the FDA, and I call it somewhere between a traditional pharmaceutical drug and a nutraceutical or dietary supplement. What medical foods are formulas that are recognized by the FDA as used for the nutritional management of a disease. So therefore, be it chronic pain, it could be for sleep problems, it could be for high blood pressure, diabetes, etc. But they're products that are specifically formulated to treat the nutritional deficiencies associated with a disease or condition. And so they're actually regulated by the FDA differently than a nutraceutical dietary supplement. They actually make disease claims related to that nutritional deficiency, and they have to have the clinical data or the literature to support why you're putting this in the product and giving it. So it's a much more stringent category than maybe a nutraceutical dietary supplement who are only allowed to make structure and function claims, but it doesn't have the same problems or scrutiny necessarily that a pharmaceutical does because everything in a medical food has to be something on the FDA's grass list generally recognized as safe. So you know whatever's going in there is safe, that there's no worry about significant side effects, but also has the scientific basis to be making a disease claim.
Got it. Thank you so much for that clarity. Now, I use in my practice medical food. It's a shake. And what it is a hypoallergenic protein shake. And it's an isolate. And then it has vitamins and minerals, which are all obviously, those are therapeutically needed, necessary daily for daily requirements. Tell us about the theramine. What is in theramine? Is it a pill form or is it a powder form?
It's actually a capsule. It's a capsule. And what it contains is amino acids in milligram amounts and then some other substances we call targeted cellular technology, which allow the appropriate absorption of the amino acids, because a lot of people with chronic pain conditions don't absorb these things effectively. Getting it to the right cell and getting it converted to the right neurotransmitter, or this brain chemical that's necessary to control your pain symptoms. And also there's things in the theramine, like grapeseed extract, etc., which prevent this effect from attenuating or wearing off. Part of the problem we deal with, either pharmaceutical drugs or even supplements sometimes, is you give it and it's effective, but over time, a period of weeks to months, the effect starts to diminish or attenuate, as we call it medically. And theramine has specific substances that prevent that attenuation. So if it's effective, it'll be effective on day one, and you'll still see the benefits 6 months, a year, 2 years later, because there's no that attenuation or wear-off that we commonly see with pharmaceutical drugs.
What exactly are those ingredients that help with the insensitivity or attenuation?
Yeah, I mean, it's usually we use polyphenols, and I know you're very familiar with it. I've heard some of your podcasts, so I know this is something you talk about, that there's polyphenols. What happens, attenuation is caused, what the body does, unfortunately, as a protective mechanism, is their receptors that, you know, all these chemicals and neurotransmitters bind to. And over time, it changes the receptor or changes the amount of receptors in a way that the effectiveness is less. And what these polyphenols, in this case grapeseed extract is one of them, help to do is they cause them not this regulation, this down-regulation effect not to occur. And so therefore, the effect of the treatment, the medical food, maintains throughout as you're taking it. So you can actually, through use of certain polyphenols and other substances, prevent the attenuation, prevent the receptor from fighting against you, and therefore allowing the product to continue to work.
That's great. Great, thank you. Can you share exactly what kind of amino acids are important for what type of neurotransmitters?
Yeah, and it's a very serious. For instance, we know that amino acids are we call precursors. When you take amino acid, it goes through steps. And gets converted to a neurotransmitter. For instance, people talk a lot about serotonin, for instance, and we know that tryptophan, for instance, is a precursor to serotonin. People talk a lot about tryptophan as a sleep aid, but it has a lot of important functions in the body in regulating pain, mood, etc. So tryptophan, for instance, is a precursor, in this case 5-hydroxytryptophan, is a precursor to serotonin. Acetylcholine is the sort of master neurotransmitter in the body. Choline is a precursor to that, and therefore by giving choline and giving the right other combination of substances, you can help choline to make acetylcholine in the brain, and that can be effective in pain. Glutamate is sort of one of the other master neurostimulators. That's important. GABA, and there's a number of different of these precursors or amino acids that can eventually, with the right help, can get absorbed in the body and converted to these neurotransmitters and help to suppress chronic pain and even inflammation potentially.
In my practice, I think one of the more debilitating conditions that is tough to treat even, you know, and naturally is for any kind of neuropathic pain. And I'd like you to talk a little bit about neuropathic. I know that you're a rheumatologist, but I'm sure you deal with that too.
Yeah, all the time, because actually I directed the chronic pain rehab unit at Cedars-Sinai for 14 years, so I dealt a lot with neuropathic pain. I mean, be it diabetes, be it from HIV, be it from, and then I know a condition you deal with a lot, which is CRIPS or RSD, you know, which is a different kind of pain condition. And some of that, there's some overlap, but there's other things unique to neuropathic pain. We have I work with a product called Procura, which is more specific for neuropathic pain, which deals with, you know, the specific in the nerve, whether it's damage to the something called the myelin sheath, the coating of the nerve, or there's problems in the small vessels of the nerve, which happens in diabetes, that there's a number of things that cause the nerve to not transmit signals appropriately, not work as well, and lead to this chronic pain state. And again, if you can figure out what, you know, the nutrients that you need to help replenish that myelin sheath of the nerve so it functions more appropriately, you can help get more to a root level of what's causing that pain, that neuropathic pain, and therefore hopefully deal with the symptom with that rather than having used things like you mentioned Tegretol, because trigeminal neuralgia is a neuropathic pain. And yes, things like Tegretol work, but obviously there's Stevens-Johnson syndrome, which is a horrible side effect, obviously a horrible allergic reaction. Those side effects we see with some of these medications.
With, you know, your formulations that you talked about, what's the company's name again?
It's called Targeted Medical Pharma.
Right, and do you sell to the general public, or is it from medical doctors, practitioners only?
We do both. I mean, by law, one of the things that medical food requires, it requires physician supervision. So we have practitioners who sell directly out of their office. We also have a website that you can purchase product through as long as you have a physician that's supervising what you're doing. And as long as we'd ask for the name of your physician, and as long as just to make sure that there's someone supervising what's going on. So the FDA recently ruled that you don't require a prescription for medical food, but that you still require physician supervision. So unlike, you can't just go into your local CVS or Rite Aid and buy it straight over the counter, because that would be, but certainly through our website and giving it with the physician information, you can purchase it through there as well. But also much of our products are actually sold directly through practitioners, because obviously if it's sold through a practitioner, that's going to need physician supervision.
The website that I took a look at was ptlcentral.com. At least that's where all the products are available. But if you want more information about your website regarding the products altogether, I think tmedpharma.com is most helpful. Lots of great information there.
That's probably the best website.
That's probably the best website. That's great. So let's talk a little bit about your practice. You mentioned about you see all kinds of different types of pain syndromes, fibromyalgia, neuropathic pain, arthritides. So then you start with these medical foods first. Is that right?
Obviously, it depends on the patient. I think you said it perfectly. I think you have to look at the whole armamentarium of what's available. If you have a patient with rheumatoid arthritis who's got aggressive joint swelling, obviously, there are a lot of good new therapies that deal with that specifically, which are pharmaceuticals. So I clearly use pharmaceuticals, but depending on the condition, depending on the patient, I look at a whole broad spectrum, be it, you know, diet and modification and exercise and therapy to medical foods as well. And obviously, if I can use those first to avoid some of the side effects of traditional pharmaceuticals, I do. But clearly, there's an integrated role for all these things, chiropractic care, acupuncture, et cetera, along with traditional pharmaceuticals to try and integrate those all into providing the best care for patients. So I said, I use all those therapies. And obviously, look, if I have a patient with chronic pain, I'd much rather use a theramine or a Procura than a narcotic, you know, like a Vicodin or something to try and treat that pain, because clearly we're getting more to the root of the problem and we don't have all the addictive potential that we commonly see with drugs like that.
Right. I like to hear that you're actually using a lot of integrative therapeutics, you know, different forms of modalities, because I love acupuncture too, and it has really helped. How about, we haven't talked about this, but I want to talk about with chronic pain. Have you ever used CBD oil?
You know, it's funny. I have not much, although I have had patients who would use it, and I've had patients who have reported to me great success with it. So the answer is, personally, have I prescribed? No. But I have patients who would come to me for advice, say, what do you think? I say, look, there's some data certainly to suggest that it can be very beneficial. And when they've gone and gotten prescriptions, they have found benefit. I said, no, and of course I'm blanking right now. For a long time, as you know, physicians were sort of hindered from prescribing anything related to marijuana. In fact, there was a time you could get in big trouble for it. And there was a product, and of course I'm completely blanking on the name right now, that was a so-called prescription, you know, and I found that it would be, for some patients, would really benefit, especially in these chronic pain conditions. And I have definitely have patients who have tried CBD, you know, oils, et cetera, who have said it's really helped their chronic pain condition. So personally, I've prescribed it, no, but I've had patients who in my practice have taken it with great benefit.
How about low-dose naltrexone, LDN?
It's funny. I did try that in several patients, and it's interesting. I tried it in a group of my chronic fatigue patients as well as some of my fibromyalgia patients, and there were definitely some who noticed the distinct benefit. I would say, look, like anything else, as a rheumatologist, and someone who did a lot of chronic pain work, I'd often see people after they'd been to 10, 15 practitioners and hadn't gotten sort of the results or the benefits they needed. And so, you know, we were getting sort of, I call the end stage people a lot of the time, not always, but obviously a lot of time we get people who are end stage. And so, you know, there's nothing I say works 100% of the time, but I was pleasantly happy to see that naltrexone, at least for about half the patients I tried on, did report some level of benefit.
Half is actually pretty good to me, you know, that's actually quite high. The reason why I ask about this is because I treat a lot of fibromyalgia also and chronic pain syndromes, and some of the patients have come in with LDN wanting me to test it out and help them, and because I use all different sources of sensitivity testing as well. So, but a lot of people have great results. I mean, when it works well, right, Don?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is great.
No, it's interesting. I mean, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go on.
Yeah, no, I said, and you're right. I think it's finding, and I think as I read a lot of your stuff and looked, and you do this, I know, is it's looking for the right combination on an individual patient basis. There's no one magical cure for everybody. If I had that, I'd be ridiculously wealthy in my big mansion somewhere and on every television show in the world. And we all know it's not that simple, that every patient's unique and different. And I think it's using a combination. I said, I use a lot of the medical foods because I've had really a lot of success with those. But you're right, incorporating naltrexone and pharmaceuticals and chiropractic and acupuncture and all these other therapies to try and find what's the best combination for an individual patient. And it's really sitting down and taking time. And I know with the way medicine has gone, certainly in the general world, this is getting harder and harder. But it's actually taking the time, talking to the patient, doing a thorough history and exam, getting the right blood work, testing, et cetera, and then trying to develop the right plan for that patient to help try and get them to the best place they can be.
I like everything that you're talking about. Can you share a case study that you had recently that was a success using targeted therapies, nutritional therapies?
Sure. Yeah, sure. No, I mean, and I can give you this an example. I mean, I remember a case where I had a woman with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, had master's degree from an Ivy League school and had a big healthcare consulting firm, but basically couldn't work because between the pain, fatigue, difficulty sleeping. That related to the fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue that she had, and had been on a number of pharmaceuticals. A lot of them side effects are not very beneficial. Actually came down to me from the Bay Area, and we did an exam, we did testing, et cetera, and started her up actually on some theramine and a couple other of the medical foods products to help with the fatigue, one called Centra AM for fatigue, one called Centra PM for sleep, and sort of weaned her off some of the pharmaceuticals that she really wasn't getting benefit from. And a year later, she came and saw me several times, was showing improvement. A year later, she sort of disappeared for a couple of months and said, well, the reason I disappeared is I flew to Africa. I was feeling so good, and I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. And she was back working full time, and it was just getting the right nutritional management of disease. And this was theramine, obviously the cornerstone, but also using called Centra AM and Centra PM to help with fatigue and sleep. And it was just one of the great success stories, and it felt so good because she was actually on less medication on these medical foods and being much more functional, much more complete and healthy life. And that's what we'd love to see.
I use a lot of supplements in my practice, and the reason is I believe is we just don't get enough from the foods. We cannot extract enough from the foods that we eat. In fact, caused by so many different reasons, poor soil, chemicals, toxicities and whatnot. What are your recommendations for food changes? Do you recommend, in fact, dietary changes in addition to
absolutely. It's one of the things, dealing with, a lot of my practice was fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue type stuff, and I think it's unfortunately, and I think you obviously know this as well, is when you're fatigued and in pain, what often is you go for the quick fix to try and help you, and it's often carb and sugar loading. What I would find constantly, and it's often taught that you should have your carbs during the day and your proteins at night if you're going to do it. In the case of patients with chronic pain, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, that's exactly the opposite of what people should be doing. First of all, proteins give you more consistent, longer-lasting energy and are much healthier. What happens, you eat a quick, simple carb or a sugar, you feel that sort of energy boost for an hour, but then an hour or two later, you're fatigued again, more hungry, and it just creates this vicious cycle. So one of the things I'm telling people to eat cleaner, avoid the processed sugars, avoid the bad, as I call it, the bad carbs, obviously not fruits and vegetables and things as such. and focus on getting some protein in the morning, because that will help your energy level and allow you to function better during the day. It's one of the things I preach to all my patients. What they also find all is, and I said, if you're going to have a carb like that, have it in the evening. I said, I'm not recommending it, but if you're going to that, because then if you crash an hour later, it may actually promote, or maybe at least that crash will come when you're trying to get to sleep.
Right, right. Goodness, you know, people don't realize that the healing of tissue, you need a great deal of amino acids. And I think that's what your theramine does, is that it provides those amino acids that you're lacking of, and only because you're not either getting enough protein. Some of our patients are vegetarian and vegan, and they really need more biologically activated amino acids. And that's why I recommend amino acids. And often, you know, even though it's not like targeted like your formulations, which is for neurotransmitter production to help you reduce the pain, they actually feel better just in the fact that they're able to heal, utilize those amino acids to heal tissue, right?
Yeah, and I have a son who one of my sons, 16-year-old, just about a month ago went vegan. It's the same thing I'm preaching him. You've got to get the right amino acids. You've got to get the right proteins, because it's harder with that diet. And he's also very into martial arts and things as such, that if you don't do this, your body's going to start to break down. So it's one of the things I preach to him on a daily basis. So I hear and agree exactly with what you're saying.
Yeah, great. Very good. Oh, it was awesome talking to you, Dr. Silver. So it's tmedpharma.com. tmedpharma.com is your website. I think you need to write a book one day, you know, on your experiences, because people need to know everything that you're doing.
I appreciate that. It was really a pleasure, and I look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you. All right, great information. I put a link on my Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD. Until next time, go out there and have the best life ever and full of ultimate wellness today. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.